JM and the AM, good morning. Well, we started this contest, this raffle, a few weeks ago. It ends this coming Sunday morning with the announcement of all the prize winners. There are 10 prizes. And you know what's been happening. We're selling 360 tickets, and every entry has a different price level, which means when you go to the computer and you put in your information, you could pay a dollar, which is still available, by the way. Someone got the $2 one last night, but the dollar one is still available. Or you could pay $360. That's still available, or somewhere in between. And all of this is to support our efforts at JM and the AM and the Nachum Segal Network. And, of course, you have a chance to win some valuable prizes. So we've had a few people do this live on the air, but my dream over the last couple of weeks was to incorporate this into, I don't know, what do we call it, a friendly rivalry? We'll ask them what they call it. Because Mordechai Shapiro and Benny Friedman, both superstars in the world of Jewish music, have had this, I don't know, friendly, competitive relationship, it seems, including us one or two times. So I figured, wow, get them both on the air, have them both enter the contest, and determine which of one of them won. Now, I don't know how to determine a winner. Is it the one who gives the least that's the winner, or the one who gets the larger number that's a winner? We're going to have to ask them. Anyway, Mordechai Shapiro and Benny Friedman, a pleasure to welcome you both back to JM and the AM.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Morty. You made a statement off the air, which I thought was really funny, and I think our listeners would appreciate it. This is somewhat of a rarity that the three of us are speaking at this time of day, right?
Right, definitely. I don't think there's anybody else on the planet that can get me and Benny on the phone at 8:43 in the morning. This is a miracle.
Benny, do you also feel that it's miracle-like, this encounter?
It's a double miracle, because not only at 8:40 in the morning, at any time of the day, this is a rarity, but 8:40 is a double miracle.
Amazing. I'll tell you, we have all the luck in the world, thank God. God is looking upon us. Now, Morty, am I right or wrong? Is it friendly rivalry? Is it some type of public, you know, fun competitiveness? There's something that's been going on between the two of you that's also included us along the way at some points. I remember we had some trash talking at some point on the air. I mean, what's been happening as the two of you have grown in the world of Jewish music and the world of celebrity, that there seems to be some type of friendly, competitive nature?
Nothing friendly about it. I can't stand Benny. The whole thing is an act, you know. I'm just joking.
I know. You can't even say it with a straight
Benny
face, right?
Benny is a special, what can I say? He's a special guy. And,
Benny, when these competitions, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, Benny's been there for me from the beginning, even before we were really friends. I mean, when I was starting out the business,
wow,
he was always super, super caring and sharing of his stage. And I was literally a nobody. Nobody knew the name Morty Shapiro, and Benny, whatever, for whatever the reason was, I was able to open up for him for free in some shows. And he was like, yeah, no problem. You know, so Benny always was there for me when I was starting. And then we've just become really good friends since.
Benny, this JM
and I took some heat for it. I remember we did a show someplace, and Morty was up there. And the guy, you know, one of the directors or whatever, comes like, get the guy off the stage. What's going on?
Amazing. So basically, this JM and the AM fundraiser has turned into a tribute to Benny Friedman, basically. That's essentially what's been happening this morning. Benny, in all these competitive things that people see that through social media that we've discussed on the air, who's generally the winner? I mean, who's generally, who generally ends up on top in all these competitions?
Usually it's the audience. The audience is always the winner.
Nice. I like that. By the way, I hope both of you are either, you know, by a phone or computer where you could actually do this. And again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart that you are doing this. I'm hoping that other people will follow in terms of supporting us and having some fun with this Lag BaOmer raffle. But how do we judge a winner in this one? In other words, when literally you're going to press the play button on your laptop, on your computer, and get a number between 1 and 360, and that's going to be, you know, your donation for, you know, to enter the raffle. how do we judge the winner? Is it the one who ends up with the lower number because one would suspect, hey, I'm a real winner if I got a ticket for a dollar? Or because it's in support of what we do every single day, would it be the higher number that makes one a winner? Benny, any feelings about this?
I think that we can only determine the winner once we know which numbers won the raffle.
Right, because if Benny has the lower one, then he might say that the lower one is the winner. And if he gets the higher one, he may think differently. Morty, do you like his approach?
I think Pashta's, the one who gets the higher number is the winner, even though it may seem like it's the opposite. But you know, the bigger donation, the bigger the schar mitzvah mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? So that's it.
Wow. Now it seems like you both might be on the same page. It seems like this whole rivalry.
Now we can both win.
Yeah, it seems like like this whole rivalry that we've been, you know, anticipating here this morning has now completely, you know, dissipated, and both of you are just anxious to do, you know, the best that you could do at all this. All right. I can't complain about that. You know what I'm saying? I can't complain about that. Are both of your schedules stepping up like crazy over the next few days? Because I'm assuming there'll be a lot of engagements, a lot of weddings, and most likely a lot of Jewish music activities beginning on Sunday. Morty, we'll start with you. Are things revving up like crazy once Lag BaOmer hits on Saturday night?
Thank God. My schedule next week is insane. I'm starting with Benny. Benny and I are doing a show in Boca.
Oh, that's funny.
On Sunday night, L'chvod Lag BaOmer.
Wow.
And then I have a show in Teaneck, a solidarity show for Israel in Teaneck on Monday night.
Wow, nice.
And then I'll be at the YU graduation on Wednesday, and then I have show Thursday night with Moments. It's crazy. Baruch Hashem.
Holy cow, that's really nice. And Benny, you told me, I mean, I assume that that's what you're referring to, right? Because you told me you have a flight. I guess that's the one that's going to take you first to Florida. What's your post-Lag BaOmer schedule look like?
Well, now that Morty said his schedule, I can't say mine. That's embarrassing. Oh, my gosh. Let's just play the game.
Forget that.
Morty,
it looks like you won
Let's
that
go,
game.
Baby.
It looks like you won Whoa. That game.
One second. What do we decide? Whoever has more jobs wins or whoever has
I don't know, but Morty looks like he came out on top. It looked like Betty threw in the towel on that one.
Whoa.
But the truth is, Benny, you are really, in all seriousness, traveling even before Lag BaOmer, and it does look like your post-Lag BaOmer, all kidding aside, thank God, is going to be revving up Baruch Hashem.
Be'ezrat Hashem. Not only that, I did a job last night, a cappella.
Seriously?
We don't have to wait.
Where was it?
Hello. Benny, I don't want to play.
Now that
Benny, singing for your kids is not a gig. That is not.
Now that Friedman has bested Shapiro in the a cappella competition, Benny, where was that? And what borough did that take place? What area was that in?
It was in the Five Towns.
Nice. That's pretty cool. Wow. Actually, whoever would have suspected in the old days that somebody would have a job nights before Lag BaOmer? That's amazing. I'll tell you.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Anyway,
in my neighborhood, they invited you to come to my neighborhood. That's like,
well, I thought they asked you permission. I thought for sure they asked permission.
Uh oh. Neither of our two guests are in trouble, but it does seem that someone in the Five Towns is in trouble, at least according to Morty. All right, everybody. Can I assume that both of you are by a computer, a phone, an iPad, or something that actually could access the competition? Would that be a yes or no,
yeah.
Guys? Yeah,
I'm by a computer. Yeah.
All right, you're at a computer. What about you, Benny?
I'm on my phone, but okay, I don't know how. Oh, you just hit the play button. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Well, here's what you do. Go to NahumSiegel.com, which you certainly could do on your phone or on your computer. Go to NahumSiegel.com. By the way, those of you just tuning in, it's Mordechai Shapiro. I don't want to say versus because it sounds like they're both on the same page when it comes to the JM and the AM activity stuff. So I won't say versus. I'll say Mordechai Shapiro and Benny Friedman, both with us live via telephone. And we're hoping that people will follow their example and go to the top of NahumSiegel.com and click on the banner. Go to the very top of NahumSiegel.com, click on the banner, and look at all the prizes. You got a trip to Israel. You got a fully loaded a Shas pad from Art Scroll. You got a case of Israeli wine. You have five different contests for 500 $500 Amazon gift cards, and more and more and more. And we're going to be drawing this at the end of JM Sunday with Matis live on the air on Lag BaOmer morning. So the deadline is fast approaching. I ask everybody to take the time to do what Morty and Benny are doing today. All right, so Morty, you have it in front of you? Did you click on it?
Yes. Should I fill out my details first, or I can do that after?
No, fill out the details, and then you're going to hit play when I ask you to hit play, because I'd love for both of you to do it at the same time. Benny, you have the sheet with the detail blanks in front of you?
I am filling in my details diligently as we speak.
Wow, you won that competition. Morty needed another second. You hopped aboard immediately. I love that.
Morty, you're going to have to pick it up.
First one to finish the details wins.
Yeah, that's round one. Who gets the details in first? That's round one. You know how round two and three always has a million bonus points in these game shows? Hey, when you hit play, that's the actual round where either of you could be the winner. All right, so both of you let me know when that area is complete, and then we'll continue with one very simple step, which will be hitting the play button and letting us know what number you got in the big JM and the AM Lag BaOmer raffle. Mordechai Shapiro.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready.
You're both
ready?
Here we go. All right, here we go. Both Mordechai Shapiro and Benny Friedman, please hit the play button. Let's see what the results are.
I guess now it's whoever has the quicker internet connection.
Well, is yours spinning already or not?
Mine says submitting.
Oh, submitting. Okay. So I think once you submit, then you'll see a play button toward the bottom of the page. Once it's submitted.
I hit play.
Oh, you hit play already? And the thing didn't come up?
It said this transaction did not complete. Oh my goodness, this is terrible radio.
Well, no, Benny, you need to use the credit card that works. You need my
I'm so embarrassed. My credit card was declined.
Okay. No, Benny, here are my numbers.
Morty, no wonder he was so anxious to join us this morning. Yeah, Morty, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Morty, what's your update, Morty?
I got my number here. I'm just waiting for Benny to get his.
Well, who's gonna reveal their number first? That's another thing we never talked about. Who's going to reveal their number on the air first? This could be the old trickaroo, by the way, Morty. It's sort of like one of my relatives who they'd walk into shul the first morning of Pesach, and they'd ask somebody, what time did your Seder end? They'd say 2:10. They go, oh, ours was 2:15. And the year they said 3 o'clock. So I'm worried that Benny might say he got 180, and Morty will say, 181. What can I tell you? Oh, boy. All right. So Morty has his number. It seems.
Okay. I'm switching to a computer because it didn't work on my phone. I'm switching to a computer. So meanwhile, let's chat about something while I fill in my details.
It's very simple what we're chatting about. One of the most opportune times during the calendar year to get into the studio and work, because there is obviously a little bit of a lull in the regular music schedule, has been the last 2-3 weeks. Have both of you or either of you embarked on any brand new recordings? Is there anything that you're doing, you know, off the grid, so to speak, away from concerts and live events that, you know, you anticipate coming out in the near future? Morty, did you get to spend any time like that, or you were basically on downtime over the last few weeks?
I have not been on. I mean, at night I get to be on with my kids, but during the day I've been in the studio.
Nice.
Pretty much every day for the last since Pesach. I am working hard on a new album, which I hope can. I don't know. Hopefully, can be out by the summer. Maybe.
Do you think it's going to be released as an album, or because it's now 2024, it might just be single after single after single?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I think I am going to release it as an album.
Nice.
I think you know, I might release a video for this or for that, but I think I am going to do the album thing. Yeah.
And what's it been like for you, Benny, since Pesach, when it comes to recording and trying to develop brand new material behind the scenes?
So I've been in the studio every day basically as well. But I just want to say a scoop.
Yeah.
I heard a small bit of a song that Morty recorded.
Right.
And I want to say, I can't give any details, obviously, because, top secret. But, whoa, it's a beautiful song.
Who composed it, Morty? The one he's referring to, who's responsible for the composition?
I think I'm not sure, Benny. Which song are you talking about? Because I'm my head is in the middle of 10 tracks right now. So like, it's a, I'm not
it's
even.
A, it's a slow song and it has like I mean I when I heard it has like a lot of harmonies.
Hmm.
And it talks about Gula.
Oh, that's a Leif Tahor.
Who's responsible for that composition, Morty?
That's Gotti Fuchs.
Nah, oh, Gotti's amazing. He's had some amazing material.
Gotti and Eli Schwebel. I don't know when that's coming out. That's wow. Just when it's time. Yeah. I mean, it's almost ready, but, you know.
There's a lot of talent out there when it comes to the composing end, huh?
Yeah, Gotti is great. So is Eli. Leif Tahor?
Phenomenal.
Some of my favorite guys.
Absolutely phenomenal. All right,
it is a beautiful song.
Benny, not to bring up a subject that we're not supposed to address, but just out of curiosity, are you in front of a computer yet?
Yeah, I got my number. I forgot to mention. I have my number.
You seriously have your number already?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, both Mordechai Shapiro and Benny Friedman, who have been amazing friends, real superstars in the world of Jewish music who've never forgotten us here at JM the AM. I don't think they've ever turned down a request. Either of them have ever turned down a request that we've had, and I appreciate that. Today, we had a unique request. Could you get live on the air and literally compete against each other in the Lag BaOmer raffle? It's very simple. Go to the top of NachumSiegel.com, click on the banner, support us, and every ticket has a different value. Nothing lower than a dollar and nothing higher than 360, and that'll determine what your entry's worth. And Morty and Benny and everybody out there could be a big winner this coming Sunday when we choose the prizes. Morty, I don't know why I feel it might be better to ask you. Maybe you'll give me a more straightforward answer. How do we determine who gives their number first now? What do we do?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at my computer now, and it's back to the previous screen. The number that I had is no longer here. So I'm trying to see.
Well,
I can look at my bank.
Well, no. I could tell you. Hang on a second. I could tell you. Believe you me, we could tell you right here in the studio.
Let me just say, I'm pretty confident that I won this contest.
Seriously?
No, I'm pretty. Mine's pretty good.
Morty, your number's through. Morty. Your number is fine, and Benny, yours is fine. And might I say, to our audience, interestingly enough, because we always talk about the fun, competitive nature of the two of them, their numbers are pretty close to each other. They're not that far off. Pretty close to each other. Now the question is, Morty, they're both in. You're fine. Everything's good. And I thank both of you.
I think we go one number at a time.
Oh, I like that idea. do I like that idea in this case? How about this, Morty? One number at a time, but starting from the single digit number.
Okay.
Go for it. Like all right. That. So you guys don't mind doing that. All right, Morty, give me your single digit, the third number that came up.
3.
He's got a 3. Benny, what's your last number?
I got a 7. So far.
So far you're winning. So far he's winning. All right, we go to the Teds. Morty, what do you have?
4.
He's got a 4. That means it's at least $43. There could be a 0 in the first column. It's at least $43. Benny, what do you have?
I got a 2.
A 2. So now Morty has taken the lead. And now, of course, we're back to where we started. Who reveals the first number first? Morty, any suggestions?
I'll be a good sport. I'll go first.
All right. Go for it, Mr. Shapiro.
2.
243. Benny, what do you have?
I got a 3.
And as he predicted, Benny Friedman is the winner by almost $80.
Wow.
By $84. Benny Friedman bests Mordechai Shapiro in the first ever Lag BaOmer raffle for JM in the AM. And with all this in mind, I say a big, big yeshar koach and thank you to Morty and his family for the 243 and to Benny and his family for the 327. And more, even more importantly, I thank both of you for your support and your enthusiastic a sponsorship of JM and the AM, and I bet a lot of people are now going to do it because you did, and that only helps us tremendously. To both of you, for the upcoming season and forever, all the blessings in the world, and thank you both for joining us this morning.
Amazing. Oh, man, thank you so much.
The amazing Mordechai Shapiro and Benny Friedman, they're like a combo. I say it as if they're a duet. It's amazing. What good friends, and what an example for being in the same industry and getting along the way they do and acting the way they do. It's amazing. And it's no act, by the way, folks. Totally sincere. Benny wins, and we're saying it that way because he said, hey, the higher number wins. All right. And Morty also agreed higher number wins in this case, which is really complimentary and very much appreciated. Benny, 327. Morty, 243. The $1 one, still available. Acheinu b'Yisrael and Achim Mechem, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we are with you. It's your favorite America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio, around the world, the web, and Nachum Segal.com and the Nachum Segal Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.